This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. Myself. What a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And joining us today is Ricky Esto. He's an organic master gardener. And I'm trying to give you the option and trying to tell you of some of the benefits of growing organically in your gardens this year. So if you have any questions, give us a call, and Ricky and I can help you out. Isaiah just told me that we have Daryl from Vermont that has a question for you, Ricky. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daryl.
Worm castings.
Yes.
I've often learned that that's basically worm manure. And that worms, night crawlers, all kinds of, I mean, there's dozens and dozens of different worms, and there's far more of them in a square foot of soil than most of us realize. But they're like little natural rototillers that could go down deeply into the soil and pick up nutrients, bring them up to the surface, and basically through the castings and process it into something that then the mycorrhizae can further break down for plants to use as nutrients. I mean, plants have to use minerals in the soil. I mean, you could you generally find that you see you don't like manure, but once it's broken down by the natural bacteria in the soil into its minerals, that's what plants live on.
I understand what you're saying, and I also understand what you're saying about worm castings. However, worm castings is a term that is used to define any part of the worm that has been disheveled, if you will, and goes right into the soil. Some people would refer to it as manure. The reason that I am anti-manure is because there are organisms in manure, speaking of cow manure or horse manure or sheep loam or chicken manure, that do cause more damage to the soil and to the environment than a product that you could use that does not contain any of those in it. I am concerned about the stream and drinking water and things of that nature. And if something is contaminated by something that has an organism in it that has a disease that is not going to be able to be contained or controlled, then it's going to cause damage. And that's why I am not a manure fan of any sort. There are people out there that are. There are people out there that will debate me on this for hours, and I absolutely respect their position. My position is I don't use it.
Now, Daryl, are the things that you use in your garden that are organic that you have had very good luck with?
I actually lean as far as I can toward organic principles. I do use manure, but it's composted, hot composted. And I'm also a strong proponent of soil testing. I actually carry soil test kits in my vehicle when I'm driving around the area, and if I see anybody that looks like they need one, they don't have to wait to order it from the university. There it is. Let's take the sample. Let's see what you got. And I'm someone who doesn't always believe what the soil test results say. I happen to know that if you're having your hair turn prematurely gray, that's a deficit of a mineral in the soil. And if you add that mineral to the soil, your hair will go back to its natural color. I also know that if you have ever eaten a sweet potato, and a lot of people have.
Yeah, I love them.
That's a GMO.
Huh.
Has been for over 8,000 years. That's when an agrobacterium infected a member of the lily family and caused its rhizome to turn into a sweet potato. So I don't know if anybody's ever been killed by one. Although we might have had a couple of fights in the backyard, but that's a GMO. And there are other GMOs that are produced by nature. You get into sweet corn. Now, a homeowner cannot buy a genetically modified seed for corn. The ones that are out there are for fodder for cows that are, unfortunately, Roundup resistant.
Right.
But that's a whole different thing. That the homeowner and the average gardener can't get their hands on it, and probably for a good reason. You have to sign a contract, and it's a whole different part of the growing food.
Right.
But there are, all kinds of new available sweet corns that are crisper, crunchier, sweeter. You don't have to have water boiling on the stove when you go out to pick it, because it'll keep in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks and still be sweet.
Right.
And that's done by taking the genes from one type of corn that have shown certain traits and cross-pollinating them with another type of corn to produce our, sugary-enhanced corn.
Hybrids.
Now, is that not genetically modifying the corn? Well, I think it is. We'd like to say it isn't, but it's still, you're moving genes around. It's natural. It's certainly has a good result. You could also talk about golden rice that Monsanto and others have created with adding beta carotene to rice, made it available to parts of the world who have had trouble with lack of vitamin A and children not going blind, not being able to see. And they give it to them free. Big, nasty companies, But they give it to kids free. That's a genetically modified organism.
Right.
So there are
positive things about genetically modified. I think the ones that we want to be a little hesitant in using would be when they add a weed killer gene to it, like Monsanto has done with many of their crops. If it's to increase...
Again, the home grower can't get that.
Right.
Now, the home grower can't get that, but it goes into the soil. And
glyphosate actually quiets the gene that makes that particular crop, it keeps it from dying. It just quiets one gene out of 30, 40,000 genes in that plant.
Back to GMOs, exactly.
And glyphosate isn't good, but it's certainly not anywhere near as deadly and nasty as, say, 2,4-5-T24D.
Exactly,
which we know as Agent Orange, and which I used as a kid here in Vermont to go after the blister rust on pine trees, and by spraying Ribes, which are actually quite delicious, gooseberries and currants.
Right.
And never worked, to be quite honest with you. So, but you go out and spray that, you come back the next day, and man, it's dead. I think one of the best things an organic gardener can look into, and still you have to be careful, is flame weeding. With a high temperature flame, you just warm a weed with it. You don't have to even burn it. And that weed's gone. You come back the next day and it's dead. And there's no chemicals at all.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that are good, a lot of things that may not be good. But I think in 10 years, maybe 15, we're going to see genetically modified organisms that are really beneficial, that are producing more nutritious crops at lower cost and using far, far fewer chemicals to grow them.
Right.
And so I wouldn't necessarily dismiss all GMOs as bad. There's certainly the idiot that came up with crossing the gene from an Arctic char with a tomato to make it frost resistant. that was kind of a, I mean, that was 30 years ago.
Right.
We've come a long way. And when you can take one gene out of one plant and put it into another plant among the 30, 40,000 genes that are in there and get it in the exact right spot that it does something, I think we've come a long way. And I don't think I would dismiss it, but there's a lot of stuff that's out there. I mean, I'm a believer in putting biochar in the soil to keep the mycorrhizae, give them a little condominium to live in. You know, and it's good. So there's a lot to organics that we can look into, but I wouldn't just dismiss everything else.
Daryl, I want to thank you for your time and for your knowledge and for the material that you have given our listeners to think about as they prepare for a new season. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Would you love to have some more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free 855-660-4261, and we're getting some great information from Ricky Esto. He's a organic master gardener, and if you're thinking about maybe I should take in some of the organic products and change some of my practices for the garden, give us a call and we'll try and get your opinion and try and help everybody to become a better gardener, a safer gardener, and improve the quality of your soil. Now, Ricky, how do we improve our soils with organic products?
Well, you first and foremost, what you want to keep in mind is you're amending the soil, which improves it. So when you use an amendment such as a fertilizer, you want to make sure that you're using a fertilizer that is all natural, that is certified organic, not to beat a dead horse, but to go back to non-GMOs. I appreciate what Daryl said. However, not everybody has the expertise that he has in understanding genetically modified organisms. And that is why I always say for the beginner organic gardener, just if it says non-GMO, that's a good thing. But you want to make sure that what you're putting into that soil is organic matter. You don't want to amend the soil with anything that may have a chemical component to it. So if you've got compost that you're starting a compost pile, you amend the soil with that. Amend the soil with a good organic fertilizer, one that is rich in natural nutrients, one that does not have any GMOs, and one that is CDFA or OMRI certified, and you're on the right path to amending the soil. But you also want to make sure, and I think a lot of us have a tendency sometimes to forget that while we're caring for that soil, the plant that is growing, you want to make sure you use an organic product to eliminate any weeds or pests that may be in there, because once you introduce a chemical to organics, one cancels out the other. So if you want to start an organic garden and you want to begin to grow organically, you have to make a commitment to go all the way across the board with it, especially with amending your soil with the nutrients that it needs.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody, no matter where you live, along the coast or inland, if you live near the coast, you add seaweed. If you're too far, then leaves, pine needles, grass clippings, anything like that that you can add to a compost pile will help to rebuild the quality of your soil.
That is absolutely right. I am a huge fan of seaweed as an amendment to soil. It is absolutely one of the richest nutrients that you can put in there that occurs naturally, and it's a wonderful, wonderful way to amend that soil and amend the compost pile.
Right. And then, you know, everybody has leaves, everybody has pine needles, so we recycle and we build the soil so that there is nutrition for the microbes in that soil, and it will build in their numbers that are active and helping the garden to grow better.
That is absolutely correct. Leaves, we have a tendency, as you know, we all see the images during fall of raking the leaves or burning the leaves or disposing of the leaves. Oh, no, don't do that. Those leaves are packed with nutrients. We need those leaves. Don't get rid of those leaves. Allow those leaves to break down and be a part of your compost pile. You can't ask for a better natural nutrient to amend that soil with.
Right. The only time that I want people to stay away from recycling is in the fall, if they have a lot of crabgrass in their lawn. Don't put the crabgrass seedlings into your compost pile. Dispose of it. But other than that, spring till the crabgrass seeds are active, put it in the compost. Avoid crabgrass heads, the little wheat-type heads, and you'll be in great shape.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning we have Ricky Esto. He's an organic master gardener. And we're talking about maybe not being totally organic, but changing some of your ways of thinking about the garden, and that there are organic products that are a lot safer. Now, Ricky, essential oils, what are they? And I've heard people say they are food-grade essential oils. What's the difference, and how do they work?
And I'm glad that you asked that. Essential oils are oils that are indeed food grade, and they are concentrated levels of such as garlic oil, rosemary oil, clove oil, cinnamon, etc. And what they do is they work synergistically with each other in combating a myriad of problems. Maybe it's a white fly, or maybe it's any kind of an insect or something of that nature, or even in weeds and unwanted grass areas. And what these do is these oils combined go to work directly and kill the pest, kill the weed, kill the grass, but ensure that what you spray is safe to harvest and eat. And again, I'm going to go back to Dr. Earth with their whole entire range of controls. They all contain essential oils. They are all food grade. And one of their products that I use religiously that I absolutely love is their garden insect killer. And if I see an insect on a tomato, I'm going to pick that afternoon. I can spray it that day. It is food-grade oils in there, and I don't have to worry about spraying that tomato, getting rid of that pest, and then harvesting it later that day. I don't have to worry about having to wait 2 or 3 days. I can harvest it immediately, and that is what is very important, again, when a consumer is trying to look for a product that utilizes oils, make sure that they are essential oils that are food-grade oils, because that, you know, is going to be okay to consume.
So, like, if you have a rose bush and where the flower bud comes out, it's covered with aphids, these oils work together to kill the aphids on the flower bud.
And not harm the bud in any way, shape, or form. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So
same thing with tomatoes. Same thing. There is a fungicide that Dr. Earth has. Same exact process and principle with that. But essential oils are one of the best things that have happened to organic gardening, because they're food grade and they actually work. When combined in the proper ratios, they actually come together and work perfectly for your garden.
So a food grade oil is something that a restaurant could buy to add flavor to what they're cooking.
That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. As opposed to a non-food grade oil, which would do severe harm. So you always want to make sure that the product that you're using contains an essential oil that is food grade in it.
Now, if you were to apply a food grade oil like that on a plant, what is the length of time that it will control insects? Is it a long-lasting or a short product?
Okay. For insects, let's say, for example, I know the products that I use, you have to make direct contact with the insects, okay? However, a lot of times, some of the insects will carry that back to the colony with them, and that will also spread throughout the colony. So, just like with anything in nature, you have to keep on top of it. Always make sure that you've got a bottle available, and go out. I go out every day and I look over the plants. If I see white flies, I take care of that. Now, if I'm applying a fungicide that has a food grade essential oil, I don't have to worry about water because it's not going to wash away. Because it is an oil, it's going to stay there on the plant. So that's again, one of the reasons why I'm a huge proponent of essential oils being used in an organic garden, or any garden whatsoever, to be honest with you.
So for a disease like powdery mildew, which is very common on flowers and vegetables, it will stick to the leaf and control the disease for a longer period of time.
That is absolutely correct, for a longer period of time. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And for insects, it's a direct contact on that insect.
That is correct. That is correct. You must make contact with the insect. I know that a lot of people, you know, probably rolled their eyes just now because, oh my gosh, that means I have to go out there and try to find the insects. Believe it or not, they're there and you can see them. All you got to do is make contact with them and you're good.
And normally within an hour or two, the insects have been controlled.
That is absolutely correct.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I think now, the other thing, you know, you touched on how would somebody who's interested in organic gardening get started? You know, just making sure that you change one thing that you use in your garden will help tremendously. So let's say for the sake of argument you're using a chemical as a control. Stop using that. Just get something that has essential oils in it, like a Dr. Earth product, and start using it, and you've already made that change. And some people want to do organic gardening in baby steps. They want to learn what they're using. They want to learn about the product. They want to know why it works, the way it works, and they want to make these gradual changes, which is fine. Others want to go into it all the way across the board. And no matter which person or which type you are doing that, just taking that first step to make the change is going to make all the difference in the world to your garden.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, we touched about this earlier, when you're using organic products, insects and beneficial ones like bees and butterflies are not going to be hurt because you need to make direct contact while a chemical, while a chemical can sit on the plant, and when the insect comes, bang, it can hurt it.
That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. So, you know, for those of us that are concerned about the bee population, for those of us that welcome our butterflies, you know, Paul, I've got probably 8 butterfly bushes going all the way around the house. I love them because they attract butterflies, and I want to make sure that these beneficial insects are taken care of and that they're not harmed in any way. But the same goes for my dogs. I don't want my dogs out there running around in a part of the yard and bringing something back that's got a chemical on it that's going to harm them. I think you know the story of our Cocker Spaniel Sophia, where she got one day she just woke up and she was blind. She had been in a hurricane, and what was being used to treat her literally made her go blind. It was a horrible, horrible experience that we went through, and I don't want that to happen to any of our pets and any of our beneficial insects. No, I don't want that to happen. So that's why, again, I am the organic guy.
Exactly. Now, I know that Dr. Earth has a great website. Have you been to it often?
I go there all the time. I love the Dr. Earth website. It is so incredibly easy to use and navigate. Anybody can go there. They can click on products. They'll see the entire lineup that Dr. Earth has as far as products. There's a tab on there for where to buy. If you wanted to purchase any of the Dr. Earth products, you're not sure where they would be, all you got to do is put in your zip code, and it brings up locations in your area. I believe they even have a learning center on there that tells you about the vegetables in your garden and the fruits in your garden, and it's a huge, wonderful, wonderful resource for anybody. Again, a novice to a master gardener could go to the Dr. Earth website and learn something new every day. It's a great, great tool, and there is a place there where you can actually ask them a question and send them an email, and they will respond right back to you. So anybody out there that is wanting to know more information about a company as wonderful as they are, all they have to do is go to drearth.com, and they'll find it.
Wonderful. Now, in the spring, we till the ground. We add lime to change the acidity. We add organic matter, compost, peat moss, seaweed, and things like that to help the soil retain moisture and a lot more. What would you add at the time of planting to motivate those plant seedlings to get established faster?
I'm going to go back to, it's contingent upon the type of plant that you are, you know, wanting to plant. Obviously, if it was a hibiscus, you would want an acid-loving type of amendment. But there is absolutely one of the best, again, products out there on the market, which is Root Zone, that Dr. Earth has, that is a seed starter. And it is absolutely wonderful for seedlings. It's absolutely well-balanced. But, again, you know, with all of the amendment that you mentioned that you rototilled into the soil, let's say for that spring, you're already doing the most essential thing. And you just want to continue to amend that soil with a fertilizer that is natural, that you know is going to continue to feed the soil so that the plant is able to feed off of that. And again, you know, contingent upon the type of soil that you have would be the type of need that you would have. If you need to increase the acidity level, as you said, with the lime or whatever it is that you want to do, all you have to do is give it a nice organic fertilizer, and that will start the amendment process, and that will start feeding the soil. Make sure it's got mycorrhizae in there. Mycorrhizae is wonderful. It helps build, and it helps seedlings develop strong roots. So you want to make sure that you've got mycorrhizae in there, and you want to make sure that it's organic.
Exactly. And mycorrhizae has the ability, especially for new seedlings, to double the size of the root system that the plant is developing, and it's able to take fertilizer that is normally unavailable to the plant with the mycorrhizae. We're going to take a quick break, and if you need some help or you have a question, give us a call. We're here for you.
Mice moving into your home in the fall? Would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. We have Ricky Esto. He is an organic master gardener joining us today, and we're talking about ways that you can use less chemicals and more organic products. Now, Ricky, for this time of the year, we're not in the garden. We're dealing with our house plants, and can we use these sprays of essential oils on our house plants without creating a problem?
Absolutely. And I always caution people who are going to use that. You know, you just want to, there's a couple of precautions to take. One of them is be aware that because it is an essential oil, it may have a little bit stronger scent to it than what you would normally be accustomed to. But the other thing is, because it's an essential oil, you'll always want to make sure that you're applying it directly to the plant. If you're going to apply it inside, move it off of a windowsill maybe that would have wood or anything that has cloth, because essential oil is an oil and it has a tendency to stain. So just, you know, move it away from wood or cloth area and spray it, apply it, and you're fine. Absolutely, you can use it inside.
Well, see, this time of the year, too, if we use a pesticide, the windows are all closed, so we have to breed that pesticide. So I think with an essential oil, we can breathe it, and we don't have to worry about affecting the air in our home.
That is absolutely right. That is absolutely right. And, you know, closed in confined spaces, imagine spraying a chemical pesticide and being in a enclosed area where there isn't any ventilation. A lot of people don't even want their vents open in the wintertime, especially up north in the northeast, because they don't want to lose the heat out of the house. Imagine smelling that for just a few minutes, much less not even realizing what you're doing, and especially people that have asthmatic problems or bronchial problems. That would be horrible to have. So essential oils is a wonderful alternative to taking a chance like that.
And it's a heck of a lot safer. And as you said, it's food grade. And so you smell garlic for a little bit, or cinnamon or peppermint. That's a pleasant smell compared to some of the insecticides that are recommended to control insects indoors at this time of the year.
Absolutely.
So, also for indoor plants, organic fertilizers work very well.
They do. Got a soil that may need amending, you know, you can always amend it with kelp meal. Kelp meal is a wonderful amendment for a soil. Bone meal, a little bit of compost, depending on what that potting soil may need, you can amend it with any of those and know that you're doing something that is good for the soil as well as for the plant.
And it's something that will help the plants to grow better and thrive in a situation where the heat is on and the humidity levels are down. So if we can rebuild the soil, control the insects and diseases, it's going to benefit everybody.
That is absolutely right. And we all want to see something green and growing, especially during the dark winter days of January, February, and March. We want to see that. We need to see that. It lifts our spirits. And, you know, there's a multitude of ways to ensure that your house plants are blooming and thriving and doing well without the need of chemical anything added.
Wonderful. And, you know, it's just something that we should all try and learn about. It will make us a better gardener. It will make our environment a lot safer. And it will do the same thing as using a chemical. Ricky, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.